Keep listening for details on how to get up to $300 airline credit. Sky Holidays introduces a one-of-a-kind air credit program. Our buying team got a little too aggressive in getting hotel and air deals, so now we have to liquidate our prices. Here's how. Whether you want to go to Paris, Las Vegas, London, Atlanta, Hawaii, or anywhere else in the world, we have amazing deals. Book a selected hotel and we'll give you up to $300 airline credit. Now you can book your vacation and get a free credit to use towards airline travel. We'll book both, airline and hotel, with one simple phone call. We have access to most airlines and deals on thousands and thousands of places to stay. Call right now, book your hotel rooms, claim your airline credit. You can change or modify it at any time. 800-256-4816. 800-256-4816. That's 800-256-4816.
Get ready to grip it and rip it.
All right, let's move on. We got golfers waiting.
Dedicated to bringing better golf to America, this is Tee to Green, the golf show.
Golfers listen because we speak their language 52 weeks a year right here on Tee to Green, the golf show. Hello, fellow golfers. Hello to all and welcome. I'm Jay Ritchie. Our friend and co-host Debbie O'Connell is off today. The Duke, Robert DeCosa, is in master control. Thank you for listening. We couldn't do this without you and your support. Fun show today. Do you like collecting sports memorabilia? In particular, since this is a golf show, golf memorabilia. Clubs, balls, autographs, golf cards, trophies, tournament badges, programs, photos, all can fetch a pretty good price. What's hot? Who's hot? What's a collectible? What makes a piece valuable? How can you cash in if you have a garage or basement full of old golf items? Ryan Carey with Golden Age Golf Auctions will be back on Tee to Green today to answer those questions and more. Then later in the show, Ryan Flam joins us. He is the GM of the newest golf course in the country. Bella Ridge Golf Course in northern Colorado has been open just 13 days. It's a public course, and Ryan Flam will tell us all about Bella Ridge Golf Course today on Tee to Green.
It's early Sunday morning. The sun is coming up. I'm on the tee at 7. I'm here to try my luck. They say this game's a tough one, but I'll give it my best shot. Though the bunkers look like beaches and the greens like parking lots. Oh, Lord, what club should I choose? You know I'm lost out in the forest. Save me from the double bogey blues.
It's America's longest-running network radio golf show, Tee to Green. Stream live at sportsbyline.com, and you can always hear us, too, on iHeartRadio, the TuneIn app, Stitcher Radio, and worldwide on the American Forces Network. I'm Jay Ritchie, teeing it up and talking golf with Ryan Carey, Golden Age Golf Auctions, next, right here on Tee to Green.
Keep listening for details on how to get up to $300 airline credit. Sky Holidays introduces a one-of-a-kind air credit program. Our buying team got a little too aggressive in getting hotel and air deals, so now we have to liquidate our prices. Here's how. Whether you want to go to Paris, Las Vegas, London, Atlanta, Hawaii, or anywhere else in the world, we have amazing deals. Book a selected hotel and we'll give you up to $300 airline credit. Now you can book your vacation and get a free credit to use towards airline travel. We'll book both, airline and hotel, with one simple phone call. We have access to most airlines and deals on thousands and thousands of places to stay. Call right now, book your hotel rooms, claim your airline credit. You can change or modify it at any time. 800-256-4816. 800-256-4816. That's 800-256-4816.
Okay, let's have a little fun. Do you use the expensive blue pill to perform better? Are you thinking about it? So what if we can promise you results for less than $1 a pill? Okay, so these same pills can cost you $30 or more at a pharmacy. And our better blue pill works for less than $1 a pill. You'll save $29 or more per pill. And right now, we'll give you 120 blue pills for just $99. Have a little fun and call right now. Get 120 of our better blue pills for just $99. Don't overpay for the other blue pills. Call Steel Man Pills right now and get the better blue pill for less than $1 a pill. Call 1-800-BUY-BLUE, 1-800-BUY-BLUE. It's easy to remember. 1-800-BUY-BLUE. That's 1-800-BUY-BLUE. And thanks for calling.
Kohl's Friends and Family Sale is so good, you'll want to put your phone on Do Not Disturb. Yep, the only thing you're picking up is deals. Now through Sunday, take an extra 20% off all your fall favorites. From soft throws to slow cookers, warm flannels to cozy cardigans. Plus, earn $10 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent. So go ahead, let those notifications wait, because these prices won't. Select styles, some exclusions apply. 20% offer ends October 5th. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Protect your home and auto by bundling them with Progressive, and you'll have a little less to worry about. But we know you'll find other things to worry about. Like that text you just got from your boss. Hey, call me when you get a sec. Hey, call me when you get a sec. Hey, call me when you get a sec. Oh, hey, call me when you get a sec. Yeah, this is bad. Oh, well, at least you protected your home and auto with Progressive, so you don't have to worry about that. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
It's news, it's interviews, and it's lots of fun, too, for everyone interested in golf. And we do it every Sunday here on Tee to Green, the Golf Show. Hi, everyone, and welcome in to another edition of The Big Show. I'm Jay Ritchie, my co-host Debbie O'Connell taking the day off today. The Duke, Robert DeCose, is ready to go as well in master control. And we've got a great show, as I mentioned, in the open for you today. It's the All Ryan Show. Later in the hour, we'll talk to Ryan Flam, the general manager of the newest golf course in America. It's called Bella Ridge. It's here in Colorado. It's been open just 13 days, a public course built on an old dairy farm. And we'll get the story of Bella Ridge, plus some early reviews from Bella Ridge general manager Ryan Flam, who joins us today. That's coming up later in the show. We got another Ryan on the Tee to Green guest line right now, standing by and ready to go. It's been about 2 or 3 years since we last talked to Ryan Carey of Golden Age Golf Auctions. Golden Age is the world's leading destination for golf collectibles and memorabilia. Golden Age helps collectors buy, sell, and consign some of the most significant collections in golf history. They've been doing it since 2006, and it's been a while since we've talked to Ryan Carey, so we thought we'd get him back on today to update us on what's hot, who's hot, and things like what makes a collectible, and makes a piece valuable. As we turn to Ryan Carey today on Tee to Green. Hey, Ryan, how you doing?
Hey, how's it going? Good to be back.
Yeah, great to have you back. I know you had a lot going on this week, and we appreciate you taking a little bit of time to join us today here on Tee to Green. The last time we had you on was when you sold the Tiger Woods Tiger Slam irons for, what was it, $5 million, something like that?
Yeah, that was a little bit of a whirlwind. It was $5.15 million, that sort of change the direction of not only our company, but also just our entire industry.
Yeah, that definitely was a historic thing. So the golf memorabilia business right now, bring us up to date as to how it's doing. Is it going strong? Is it a little bit lulled? Is it tied a lot to the economy or to demographics and the people of a certain age that are into it versus those who are not into it? How does all that work?
Yeah, that's a great question, because that's changed over the years. It's probably the healthiest market we've ever seen in this, and some of it's for that reason you just mentioned, where people of all different ages are collecting. Now, the ages might depend on what they collect. Younger seems to collect, you know, Scotty Cameron and Woods. Someone that's an older collector, maybe more interested in antiques, and Arnold Palmer and Jack Nicklaus. So we're seeing that, but we are seeing every age group collect really for the first time since I've been doing this.
So let's define what exactly is a collectible. There's some stuff that's valuable and some stuff that you might think would be valuable that's not really. So what defines a collectible?
Yeah, so the root of it is basically something that someone else wants or that other people deem valuable. But the word collectible gets thrown around a lot, you know, sometimes way too loosely. If someone's trying to even collect something, like they make 10,000 of something and call it a collectible, that doesn't really count. That's not very rare. We saw a lot of that in the 90s and early 2000s. Less of that now. And what's turned out to be is the things that are the most valuable aren't that. They're just something tied to a great of the game, like a Jack Nicklaus, an Arnold Palmer, a Tiger Woods, or something related to the Masters Tournament or one of the major championships. And it's, honestly, it's different for everybody. It's like, what do people actually want? It's a typical supply and demand curve.
Typically, in the collectible market, as far as the value of a piece or value of an item, it's basically what somebody would be willing to pay for it, is it not?
That's absolutely right. And so then when you have an online marketplace like ours, we're showing those individual items to every collector around the world, essentially. We've got customers in over 50 different countries. And that's where you get these kind of outsized returns, where an average item still remains average, but a unique item or a really rare item all of a sudden has the ability for people to fight over it, where people around the world say, "Ooh, I want that, and I'm willing to pay more than the next guy."
You mentioned Jack, you mentioned Arnie, you mentioned Tiger. Are those the guys that kind of drive the collectibles market? Is Tiger still a man, for example?
Tiger's the man. Next up, the Arnold Palmer and Jack Nicklaus. And then the other two big ones are even older than that. You go to Ben Hogan and then Bobby Jones before him. All of them are kind of the most important ones. And then we're seeing Rory McIlroy just over the last few months really creep up there as well. Very interested to see whether Rory has staying power now that he has this career grand slam. Does he win more or does he not? Really interested to see the trajectory of Rory and his desirability with collectors.
Are there certain events, too, that are really starting to get hot in terms of collectibles and memorabilia? I know just about anything collected with the Masters, anything old collected with the Masters, is pretty hot. What about some other events?
The Masters far and away ahead of everything else. And then after that, the Ryder Cup is just gaining in popularity. There's not a lot of great pieces of collectibles out there, though, for the Ryder Cup, but that's definitely very popular. And then a lot of it then is just major championship-based, player-based, because the Masters is absolutely king.
Okay, what about what type of collectibles are really hot right now?
So all of a sudden, photography's hot. Photographs, great photographs of the game, whether that's Tiger Woods, Arnold Palmer, Bobby Jones, and eras like that. People want an actual classy photograph where it's not like some big gaudy frame piece that somebody put together, but just a really clean image, historic image of their favorite player. And then other things like that, whether anything that can be displayed, anything that's going to like look good on a wall. And so we're seeing that. And then anything tied to specific memorable moments. So if somebody, the 2019 Masters Tournament with Tiger Woods coming back and winning, that has a soft spot for a lot of people. And same thing with anything related to Jack or Arnie. So we're seeing moments, the memories, the moments tied to a specific item. If you had anything related to the 1986 Masters with Jack Nicklaus winning at age 46, that so many people, it just resonates with so many people. And so we're seeing a lot of moment-based things where something from a specific moment sells for a lot more than a pretty comparable item that isn't quite from that same, time period.
Yeah, I'm thinking something like maybe Payne Stewart, too, winning the U.S. Open just a couple of months before his untimely death. Would that qualify as well?
Absolutely, yeah. Specific moments that if you were chatting with your golf friends and you asked them to talk about some of their favorite moments in golf, we're all going to have a lot of the same answers. It's the 99 Ryder Cup, you know, at Brookline, the comeback. Ben Crenshaw saying he's got a feeling about this. Payne Stewart, winning that U.S. Open, Tiger Woods in his various, major victories and then the fist bumps and the celebrations. A lot of those moments are the same thing with collectibles, where the same reason why your golf friends all remember the same moments are the same reason why someone wants to celebrate it by owning a piece of that as well.
Yeah, we're talking to Ryan Carey, the Golden Age Golf Auctions, the world's leading destination for golf collectibles and memorabilia. What kind of money are we talking about here, Ryan? I know it varies piece by piece, but what are we looking at when you say the golf market is really hot right now?
So, like the rest of the world, if you think of real estate or anything else, the best of the best are appreciating the most. And part of that is that the collectors have changed the way they collect. 20, 30 years ago, everyone collected quantity. They wanted to buy something. They wanted everything. If they saw something golf related, they wanted to own it, and their whole house might be decorated in golf-related things. That is changing dramatically. Now, collectors want fewer items. Perhaps their spouse wants fewer items displayed in their home, but they just want fewer items. Well, that doesn't mean they necessarily spend less. It means they have that money to spend on a better item, a more valuable item. So, yeah, we sell $50 items and we sell, $100,000 plus items. And it's really up to, the person's budget. But what we are seeing is that budget being concentrated. So the collector used to buy a bunch of $150 items is now buying a $1,500 item. The guy that used to buy a bunch of $800 items is now buying one $5,000 item. And so we're seeing more of that.
You're in 58 countries. Is this pretty much a worldwide phenomenon?
Yeah, it's absolutely worldwide. It's still dominated by Americans. Americans are the biggest collectors. Obviously, the American economy has been strong for quite a while now. And so we see the most Americans, but we're seeing a lot more collectors in the Asian countries. We're seeing a lot more collectors out far east. And some of that is ways that we've moved into. We've moved into Scotty Cameron Putters, for instance, a few years ago. And Scotty Cameron collectors are fanatical, and they're all over the globe. And they're in places like Taiwan and Thailand and Singapore and Japan, as well as in the U.S. and the U.K. But we're seeing a lot of those new collectors. And then the really cool thing about that is we're seeing
them cross over into buying other items. Yeah, can you hold one second? We got a break coming up, but we'll pick it up on the other side. We're talking to Ryan Carey, Golden Age of Golf Auctions memorabilia today on TD Green.
If you've got a property that you've been trying to sell and you've tried almost everything, I want to tell you about something that you haven't tried yet. You're going to think this offer is too good to be true, but it's not. Thousands of customers have sold their homes in any condition with Need to Sell My Home. This is a real opportunity from a highly rated company that buys homes all over the country. Did you know it's possible to sell your home right over the phone with no real estate commissions and no pesky open houses? Plus, every offer is a cash offer with no mortgage holdups. To find out how much you can sell your home or property for, call now. Take 5 minutes of your time and call for this 100% free quote to sell your home.
800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. That's 800-430-0674.
Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airline airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
Your top source for golf news, golf entertainment on the radio, online, and on your smartphone. This is Tee to Green, the golf show, along with Robert DeCozy in Master Control. I'm Jay Ritchie, going solo today. Debbie O'Connell has the day off, and we're talking to Ryan Carey of Golden Age Golf Auctions on the guest line with us. They're the world's leading destination for golf collectibles and memorabilia, founded back in 2006. They have clients in 58 different countries. And Ryan, you were talking before we went to break, and we had to cut you off, but about the popularity and the growth of the golf memorabilia and collectibles industry worldwide, focusing on Asia, where golf has just gone bananas over the last 15, 20 years or so. And it looks like, are you saying that kind of has carried over into the collectible business?
Yeah, absolutely. It tends to skew younger, too. So you have this younger Asian demographic that loves golf, loves Tiger Woods, loves the Masters tournament, and they collect Scottie Cameron putters more than really any other era. But they start to cross over in things as well. So it's very interesting to see how that plays out over the next, you know, decade or two as they, you know, get older and their earning power is just, you know, potentially higher. How does that spill over to the collectibles market and how does that change things?
What is it about Scottie Cameron putters? Why are they so popular?
You know, a lot of people call it industrial art, where it's something you can use, right? It's a golf club, but it's the one golf club that's also pretty. It's also display worthy. Scottie Cameron has built this kind of market where he makes these really special looking putters, and you can get better versions of them made of different materials and look a certain way. And it really, you know, a lot of collectors are really into it, and collectors of all different ages, but definitely young as well. And so that's the one new collectible that, I mean, really just taken the collecting world by storm the last few years.
Yeah, you know, I could see clubs, balls, autographs, tournament programs and badges and photos. One thing I was a little bit surprised by, besides the Scottie Cameron putters, trophies, tournament trophies have become a very important collectible. How did that happen?
Yeah, really the best collectors in the world, kind of the top collectors, their number one focus is trophies. And so over the last decade, you've seen the value of trophies. You know, think someone's Masters Tournament trophy is just skyrocketed. It's kind of the premier collectible in terms of value, at least. Obviously, not a lot of people can afford the best of the best trophies, you know, your major championship trophies from a winner. But that grabs the most headlines. Those are the items that are at the top of the auction, you know, sell for hundreds of thousands of dollars. And it's about wanting one of each of the Grand Slam trophies, one of these, you know, these special moments in golf history.
How much would a Masters green jacket be worth to a collector or memorabilia expert?
So, you know, Augusta National does not want the green jacket sold anymore, and they have their reasons for that, and we've sort of agreed to kind of step aside and not facilitate the sales of Green Jackets. The Green Jackets, Augusta likes to keep them on property. Some past champions may still have some, and so it's this kind of gray area where we want to respect Augusta's wishes with the actual Green Jackets, whereas the trophies can be sold, and that's probably just increased the value of Masters trophies because of it.
Oh, that's interesting. I didn't realize that. So a trophy from the Masters right now is worth more than a Green Jacket, is that? Is that what's happening?
Because Green Jackets aren't really trading hands. Augusta wants to keep ownership of them, or at least possession of them. So they don't want them sold publicly. They don't want the champion selling them. And so we don't sell them, and out of respect for them. And I think because of that, I think it's probably increased the value of the Masters trophies. Because if you want to own the best trophy from the Masters tournament, in the Green Jackets can't be sold. Well, that just makes the trophies that much more valuable.
From Golden Age Golf Auctions, Ryan Carey is our guest today here on Tee to Green. They've been doing this since 2006 in the memorabilia and collectible business. Okay, we've talked about what defines a collectible, what makes a piece valuable. That's for people within the industry. What about some guy sitting around and he's got something up in his attic or down in his basement or out in his garage? And he thinks it might be worth something. What should a guy like that do in order to find out how can you cash in if you're sort of an amateur collector?
Oh, we get emails from people literally every single day where they're saying, hey, I've got this, or I found this, or I found it at a flea market or a garage sale, or my dad had this. Does it have any value? And we just never know, right? It depends on the item. Sometimes you get those emails and no, it's not that valuable. You just found a golf item that, it doesn't have a lot of, value in 2025. Other times you find something really special that, they happen to find you because, they Googled something or whatever, and then they're just shocked that, we're able to give them thousands of dollars for this item that, their grandfather owned. And so those are the really special moments.
If I'm an amateur collector, is there maybe something I should focus on or scoop up right now in the event that years from now it could be very valuable?
It's really going to depend on rarity. It's going to depend on the best items. But I think anything that is related to the Masters Tournament, that's related to Arnold Palmer, Jack Nicklaus, Tiger Woods, there's a lot of stuff, so you got to only buy good stuff. But, anything that's tied to a specific player, a specific moment that you believe people will collect a decade from now or 20 years from now. So not some, passing fad or something that was popular this year or someone who won one major. Instead, the legends of the game. Arnold Palmer is beloved by a whole generation or two generations of golfers. Those are likely to hold their value for many years to come. Things like that.
Yeah, I definitely understand a Palmer or a Nicklaus or a Tiger. What about, you mentioned Rory McIlroy. In today's current crop of golfers, you think there'll be some value in Scottie Scheffler memorabilia or Bryson DeChambeau or somebody like that?
Yeah, I'm really waiting to see who it is going to be. Rory's obviously number one here, the career Grand Slam. That's going to cement his legacy, his place in history, and where does he go from here? And Rory is quite beloved by his fans, and so they're the ones that are going to try to collect him as well. Any kid that is a Rory fan right now, as they get older and they earn money and they have discretionary income, may then want to own a Rory McIlroy, signed Masters flag, something of that sort. The rest of them right now, Scheffler obviously has the talent, he has the accolades. Does he have the fan following? Not quite yet. Does it get there? I don't know. He doesn't have that kind of cachet of excitement that Rory has. But does he get there eventually? There's a good chance he's likely to be one of the legends of the game. But, man, we don't get a ton of interest in Scheffler. There's, without a doubt, some. There are Scheffler fans, but nowhere to the degree of Rory yet. So does that happen? I'm waiting to see.
Yeah. Your company's called Golden Age Golf Auctions. Let's talk about auctions. You got any big ones coming up?
So the next ones, well, we're starting to do these themed auctions that have been super popular. So we do an antiques auction, which we just started last year, where the entire auction is dedicated to antiques. Now, antiques, what does that mean? In my head, it's like 1950s or before, but it's not a hard line. But anything antique-related, we're intentionally separating those items. Sometimes it's difficult to have a big auction that has, say, a Tiger Woods item next to a historical item from the 1800s. And so we're trying to separate them, to elevate them, to show people. And it's really interesting because there already were antiques collectors, but now having dedicated auctions, we're finding other people that would never describe themselves as antiques, but want something just from the origins of the game. They want a hickory shafted, you know, club. They want a Bobby Jones Calamity Jane putter. They want an old photograph of Bobby Jones or Walter Hagen, or even old Tom Morris. We're seeing more interest in that, which is really interesting. And even the younger collectors are starting to pay attention to antiques, really for the first time since I've been doing this.
Golden Age, helping collectors buy, sell, and consign some of the most significant collections in golf history. If people want to find out more or get in contact with you or Golden Age, Ryan, what's the best way they can do it?
Yeah, just go to our website, goldenageauctions.com. If anyone likes your show, I know they're going to like perusing our auctions. You can look through all of our old auctions. You can read about the Andy Warhol painting we sold of Jack Nicklaus. You can read about Tiger Woods' irons, anything like that.
All right. Sounds good. This has been great. It's been too long since we last had you on, but thanks for coming on today and updating us on the golf memorabilia and collectibles industry and where things stand right now. Great information, and we appreciate you taking the time to join us today here on Tee to Green. Ryan Carey. Thanks, Ryan.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you.
Golden Age Golf Auctions, Ryan Carey on Tee to Green. Standing by another Ryan Flam from Bella Ridge, the newest golf course in the country. They've only been open 13 days. We're going to talk to him next here on Tee to Green. Stick around.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Packages start at $29.99 a month with signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details. Terms and conditions apply.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, We have great news. Now you can get Vivint's award-winning home security systems starting at about $1 a day. U.S. News & World Report has recognized Vivint as the best professionally installed home security system of 2022. And right now, you can get Vivint's home security technology for about $1 a day. Plus, get free professional installation from a licensed technician. Protect your home and loved ones for as low as $1 a day. Call right now for your free home security consultation.
800-918-6189. 800-918-6189. 800-918-6189. That's 800-918-6189.
It's Destination Listening for dedicated golfers, and we do it every Sunday right here on Tee to Green, the golf show. What we do is talk golf. I'm Jay Ritchie. Debbie O'Connell is off today. And a quick reminder from our friends at Divot Magazine, if you're tired of paying too much for golf, you need to get the Green Saver, and you can get it now and save more than ever before thanks to a late summer discount rate of just $29. Just $29 for the book or $29 for the mobile. Combined, the book and mobile, just $49. And I know it's late in the season, but what do you get? Well, free green fees, buy one, get ones, 50% off, free cart rentals, free range balls, free club analysis and loft lie adjustment, free putter grip, free tour alignment sticks, and a whole lot more. The Green Saver, your ticket to year-round discounted golf at top courses and indoor facilities throughout Colorado and Nevada. And now you can take advantage of the 2025 Green Saver mobile refresh. For just $20, they'll refresh your account back to zero uses. I mean, if you've got the Green Saver mobile and you've used all of the coupons available in that, I mean, it is, you've been using them all spring and all summer long and you run out of the free coupons, just $20 and they'll refresh your account back to zero so you can start fresh and play all your favorite courses over again. And you can also now get the 2026 Green Saver and save $10. The book, regular $54, now just $44. The mobile, regular $49, now just $39. And if you want to combine the 2026 Green Saver book and mobile, regular $79, now you can pick it up for just $69. And like we always say, the more you play, the more you're going to save. For more information or to order, go to greensavergolf.com. That's greensavergolf.com, and never pay full price to golf again. The Green Saver, if you're tired of paying too much for golf, you need to get the Green Saver. All right, I ran across this recently, and I thought it was kind of interesting and maybe something that we wanted to talk about on Tee to Green. There's a online golf website, an online golf destination called My Golf Spy. They do a pretty good job sometimes, and they recently had a section called How Far Should You Hit Certain Golf Clubs? For example, a driver. If you're a 10 handicap, you should be able to hit a driver about 259 yards. If you're a 15 handicap, you should be able to hit the driver 235, 236 yards. If you're a 20 handicap, you should be able to hit the driver about 225 yards. And if you're a 25 handicap, you should be right around 200 yards off the tee with the driver. Now, that's a driver. How about a 3-wood? Well, if you're a 10 handicap, you should hit that 3-wood about 227 yards. If you're a 15 handicap, you should be able to hit that 3-wood about 196 yards. And if you're a 25 handicap, you should be able to hit that 3-wood about 178 yards. Now, these are just kind of ballpark numbers, but if you're in that neighborhood, you're doing about what you should do with the golf clubs, those particular golf clubs in your hand. How about irons? Well, if you are a scratch golfer, you should be able to hit a 4-iron about 190 yards. If you're a 15 handicapper, you should hit that same 4-iron about 165 yards. The 5-iron, if you got a 5-iron in your hands, you're a scratch golfer, well, you should be around 180 yards. If you're a 15 handicap, that 5-iron, you should be around 155 yards. The 6-iron, how about a 6-iron? 175 yards for a scratch golfer, 149 yards for a 15 handicap. The 7-iron, 160 yards if you're a scratch golfer. If you're a 15 handicap, looking at roughly about 141 yards for a 7-iron. 8-iron, 150 for a scratch golfer, 132, right around there for a 15 handicapper. 9-iron, 135 yards, about 122 yards for a 15 handicapper. 135 if you're a scratch golfer, 120, 122 for a 15 handicap with a 9-iron. The pitching wedge, just a standard pitching wedge, not a variation, not the 52-degree or a 60-degree, but just your standard run-of-the-mill pitching wedge. If you're a scratch golfer, about 120 yards, around 108 yards for a 15 handicapper. Now, these are realistic expectations. Everybody's different. Everybody hits the ball a little differently. So, but according to my golf spy, that's how far you should hit those clubs. 4-iron through pitching wedge and the driver and 3-wood, how far should you hit them according to realistic expectations. If you don't hit them according to those numbers I just rattled off, well, don't feel bad. Or if you hit them further than those numbers I just reeled off, well, congratulations to you. But those, just to give you an idea, ballpark numbers, where you should be in hitting those clubs. How about Tour Edge Golf? They've been around about 40 years, and they are launching their first ever golf balls, debuting the Exotix golf ball. It's a premium three-piece cast urethane design engineered to deliver distance, piercing ball flight, pinpoint control, and exceptional greenside spin. The Exotix will be available at retailers nationwide and at touredgegolf.com at the end of this month, the end of October, with a suggested retail price, $40 for a dozen golf balls. The launch also introduces Tour Edge refreshed logo and brand identity, setting the tone for the company's future direction. So after 40 years, Tour Edge Golf, which is some of the best mid-priced, mid-range golf clubs, they're launching their first ever golf balls. The Exotix delivers more distance, low, long game spin, penetrating stability, and it's especially designed for windy conditions. So if you live in an area of the country where you play in the wind a lot, or if there are certain times of year when where you play, where you live, there's more wind than in other parts of the country, you might want to try this Exotix ball. 318 dimples, enhancing aerodynamics and consistency, and delivering the optimal trajectory, spin, and flight control. The Exotix underwent a rigorous evaluation process to ensure tour-level performance in every playing condition. It helped identify the necessary construction, compression, and dimple pattern, not just in the wind, but in every playing condition. But it's especially designed to work well in windy conditions. Tour Edge, with a commitment to hand-building every premium club in the USA, backing their designs with lifetime warranties, now getting into the golf ball side of the business as well. And we'll see how that works out. Tour Edge Golf. Hey, coming up, PGA of America. Its 109th annual meeting, November 5th, at the Omni PGA Frisco Resort, and they've announced its 2005 Hall of
Fame class, six inductees who have contributed and made significant and enduring contributions to the association and to growing the game of golf. Among the six, Jim Richardson, former PGA of America past president, teacher, coach, and well-known former Tiger Woods coach, Jim McLean, LPGA Tour legend Nancy Lopez, and PGA of America honorary member and adaptive trick shot artist Dennis Walters will be among the six inducted into the PGA of America 2005 Hall of Fame class. So congratulations to them, and congratulations to the PGA of America having its 109th annual meeting coming up during a special ceremony on Wednesday at the Omni PGA Frisco Resort. Hey, going back just a moment to Divot Magazine and the Greensaver, the 2005, still available. You can still pick them up. And the 2006, next year's Greensaver, being made available. I had a chance to play some golf this past week, and I used my Greensaver book and my Greensaver coupons, and I went to a golf course called Holly Dot. It's about an hour drive south of Colorado Springs in a little town called Colorado City. And it's a great little 18-hole track, and I used my Greensaver coupon during the week. With the Greensaver coupon at Holly Dot, there are opportunities to play 18 holes with cart, and you only have to pay for the cart. The green fee is free. You only have to pay for the cart. Normally on the weekends, you're paying $20, $24 for the cart, which is a really good deal. I went down there on Wednesday and paid $12 for the cart rental. So I got to play 18 holes with cart for $12 at Holly Dot on Wednesday. And I felt like I went back in time. I felt like I went back 25, 30 years ago to when you could play 18 holes with cart for just about 12. I don't even know. Maybe even longer. I don't know if you could have done that 30 years ago. Maybe 40 years ago, you could have played 18 holes with cart at a lot of different golf courses. But that's an example of just how good a deal the Greensaver is if you can pick it up. Even at $20 or $24 for the cart, it was a great deal. But just $12. And I looked at the gal behind the desk when I signed up and paid, and I said, "That's unbelievable." And she said, "Yeah, it really is a heck of a deal." And I laughed because she said, "Some people still complain." So I guess if you're a golfer, you just sometimes never satisfied. But what a great deal! If you want to pick up the Greensaver, just an example of what kind of bargains you could get. Greensaver, your ticket to year-round discounted golf at top courses and indoor facilities throughout Colorado and Nevada. You can check them out at greensavergolf.com and never pay full price to golf again. And as soon as I get a little more time, I'm hit, and our weather is still hanging in there here in Colorado. Winter hasn't arrived yet, but it's getting close. But as soon as I get a chance and get a little more time, I'm heading back down to Holly Dot during the week, playing 18 holes, riding a cart, and looking forward to paying just $12. And I had a pretty good day as well. One of the better rounds I played this summer, this past Wednesday, down at Holly Dot. Hey, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll come back. We're not done yet. Still more of Tee to Green straight ahead. Stay with us.
I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you'll get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
Hello, Americans. It's Uncle Sam here. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS or state, don't worry. I've got important news that may help you negotiate a lower tax bill. In today's economy, the IRS has released a variety of new rules and is offering more flexible terms to help Americans looking to settle their IRS debt. If you apply today, we may be able to lift your wage garnishments and release a freeze on your bank assets or business. Our team of tax professionals can resolve your case and stop collection actions against you. Even if you've been audited or haven't filed a return in years, they can help. Call right now and find out if you qualify to settle your IRS debt for far less than what you owe. Pick up your phone right now and call us for a free $500 IRS tax review. Don't wait. Here's the number.
Call right now. 800-943-9215. 800-943-9215. 800-943-9215. Again, for the last time, that's 800-943-9215.
Do you hear that? That's the sound of uncertainty lurking under your hood. You know the feeling. I know I do. That sudden sinking sensation when you see a check engine light or your car unexpectedly breaks down and you're faced with sky-high repair bills. It's time to shield against unexpected repairs with CarShield. CarShield is America's most trusted auto protection company and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't let the fear of a breakdown keep you up at night. Trust the Shield, CarShield, and say goodbye to terrifying repair bills and hello to peace of mind. Your plan also comes with 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, rental car options, and so much more. Don't wait till it's too late. Call CarShield now before a breakdown. Protect your wallet. Protect your car with CarShield. Get our best protection ever. Call now. You'll thank me later.
800-247-6135. 800-247-6135. That's 800-247-6135.
The fastest hour in radio and the quickest hour in golf, another hour of tee to green, just flying by today, but we're not done yet as we stop to bring you up to date as to what's happening in golf this weekend. A couple of big overseas tours, the ladies, the LPGA Tour stop in Korea at the BMW Ladies Championship, and it just finished up. If you don't want to hear the results, I'll give you a second or two to turn the radio down or turn it off. But Se-young Kim, the winner, 24 under par. Boy, par took a beating this week at the BMW Ladies Championship. She wins it 24 under par. Japan's Nasa Hataoka, 20 under par, four shots back. And France's Celine Boutier was 18 under par, the top three there at the BMW Ladies Championship in Korea. The DPT World Tour stop was in India at the New Delhi Golf Club, and Tommy Fleetwood continued his great 2025 season. He was a two-shot winner over Japan's Kita Nakajima. That event just ended as well. Here in the States, the old guys, the tour champions, are in Richmond, Virginia, the James River course, Dominion Energy Classic. And boy, this leaderboard looks like a Golf Hall of Fame leaderboard. Ernie Els at 11 under par, two shots ahead of Bernard Longer and Y.E. Yang. They're in second place at 9 under par. And in third place, Justin Leonard and Retief Goosen both are at 8 under par. The final round today on
the Golf Channel. Here, thanks to Ryan Carey, Golden Age Golf Auctions, for joining us today. If you want to find out more, just Google Golden Age Golf Auctions or go to their website. They have a great website with a lot of great information on there. You can find out more and get involved in the golf collectible and memorabilia industry. Ryan Carey, Golden Age Golf Auctions. Thanks to him for being with us today on Tee to Green. And that's it. Thanks to Robert DeCos in Master Control. Thank you for listening. Till next time, hit 'em long, hit 'em straight.